And now I'm joined by the great Eithne Mallin. Eithne, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Conor. Thanks for having me.
And delighted. And of course, you're the Fingal Centenary Programme. Coordinator. And of course, you've got a great event coming up. Can you tell us a bit about it, please?
I will indeed. On the 24th of April, as you know, is actually the 100 years, the actual Easter of 100 years ago. So Fingal County Council, along with the stakeholders, the Fingal Old IRA and the community groups, decided that we would have our centenary event on the 24th rather than the Easter weekend in March. So as not to be sort of confused with everything that was going on in Dublin, because we felt we actually had a really important and unique story that was Fingal's own story.
Yes. Because in fairness, I've been reading up on some of this and I was at one of your briefings. It was kind of the only, for want of a better word, successful part of the Rising. Would that be correct?
It's true. It's where they went on to learn, you know, more about the strategies in terms of fighting against the British. But certainly it was one of the only successful events of 1916. And it was down to the men and women of the 5th Battalion in Fingal. And they came from all around the north of the county, particularly, you know, Skerries, Lough Rush, Balbriggan and Donabate, Portrane, all around that area. And they could constantly be seen out there doing their drilling and in preparation for the events of 1916. And, you know, while Meath certainly have the location in terms of the Battle of Ashbourne, we have the men and women, including Molly Adrian and others who were very active.
Okay. And so what can people expect on the 24th? Or where should they go, or what's the best bet?
Well, we have there are a number of events now happening all around the county in terms of smaller kind of events in towns like Skerries and Lusk and GAA clubs in Portmarnock. But in Swords, the main event will be in the county town in Swords, and the invitation is extended to everyone in Fingal to come. So on the day, we'll commence with the parade. And the parade will be made up of all of those in terms of local community groups and activists who have been preparing for the event. It will come down Main Street in Swords. It will stop at a VIP area, which will be made up of our relatives, because we have a lot of relatives, obviously, who are names that are synonymous with the 5th Battalion. McAllisters, Westons, Mulcahy's, you name it. The names are still
in the area, which is great.
Absolutely. And also we have our VIPs, our ministers and councillors and TDs will be there as well. And we will stop there for the state ceremonial, which will be done, you know, by the Defence Forces. So there's a proclamation reading, a raising of the flag and the Revai and the Piper's Lament. And a wreath laying in commemoration for the role, basically, that men and women played in Fingal during this time. Then we'll proceed on into the town park, and there will be a number of performances. We have a number of bands, pipe bands, brass bands, including the Black Raven Pipe Band, which is Thomas Ashe's own band.
Okay, right.
And Thomas Ashe was, obviously, as we know, he's our signatory in terms of... We share him, obviously, with Kerry.
Right, okay.
He was a principal in Corduff in Lusk.
Right.
And he also then, as I say, was key to the whole 5th Battalion.
Right, okay, so there is a huge connection
We have other bands. We have bands with the brass band from Dublin 15, and we have the IPGWU brass and reed band.
Brilliant.
And then we have other performances from the Enchiriadis
choir. The choir, yes, yeah. And they have a concert coming up as well. I need to speak to them next week or something like that.
And they're going to do 15 minutes of that concert.
Brilliant.
And it's known as War to Peace, so they're doing an excerpt from that. And hopefully we also have a young girl from Loretta Secondary School in Balbriggan who won the centenary poetry competition.
Oh, yes, I remember seeing that online.
Will be the Fingal entrant at national level. And we're hoping and we think we will have her to recite her poem.
Brilliant. Yeah, so
we've a number of acts that you know, are all very appropriate and very
respectful,
you know, to the commemoration. Exactly. And that's what it's all about. It's actually being respectful and appropriate to the the commemoration.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And can I also point out to our listeners that, of course, you have a direct line to Commandant Mallon, who led the forces in Stephen's Green and the College
I
of Surgeon.
I'm Isn't a grandniece.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
And do you know, yeah. Connor, what it has meant for me is that it's been really humbling to be part of the Fingal story, because my story is a city one.
Yes.
But at the same time, it has probably enabled me to reach out and to be extremely understanding of what it means.
Yes.
You know, how much
yeah.
it means to people to be part of it, to actually be part of it and to play their part as relatives in the event. So we've got something like 300 relatives who are on the phone asking for their tickets and to be part of it. And we welcome the fact that they, you know, wanted to commemorate this very special occasion.
And can I just say, if there's anybody out there who hasn't heard about this commemoration, please get onto Ethna down in Fingal County Hall,
yeah.
because, as I said, I've been at a couple of the briefings, and it's a great setup. And having somebody like Ethna, who has such a family interest in it, it makes, I think, sometimes easier for people to talk to somebody like yourself, because they know...
Absolutely.
You know what to expect and what's going to happen.
I've met more grandnieces and grandnephews and do you know? I mean, it's wonderful. It's
yeah.
wonderful. Honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've enjoyed every minute of it. I mean, it's very hectic at the moment, as you can imagine.
I can imagine.
Ready,
yes.
Trying to the logistics of everything, but it has been a hugely, you know, humbling and at the same time wonderful opportunity for me as well.
Because the story you told at one of the briefings, if you don't mind, was that when in. Because of course you were only two at the time when you 50 years ago, and you were in school and you were brought out by the nuns. Is that right?
Well, I have to say now I was six.
Okay, all
I
right.
I'm telling my own age this time, because otherwise I was absolutely a genius if I was.
Okay, all right, Ethel. I was doing my best there for you. You know.
No, I think I just have to acknowledge that.
Okay.
But it was clear to me even then that my name meant something. I didn't quite understand what it meant, but I can appreciate now.
You know, yes.
The nuns were, we did our flag raising, we did our proclamation reading, and myself and two sisters were brought out by the nuns. So even then it meant a lot to my family.
Yes, yeah, yeah, and rightly so.
And so that's why I can understand how the relatives of the 5th Battalion feel very, I mean, and RIC officers, because this is a story that Fingal has had to tell for everyone that has been involved, no matter what side.
Yes.
Because we have an opportunity to look back. We have an opportunity to commemorate everyone's role
yes.
in the events
yes.
of 1916.
Yeah.
And that's the luxury that we have at the moment, whichever side you were on.
Yes.
We can commemorate
yeah.
Together. And that's what's been a wonderful part of the whole thing, is telling the whole story.
Well, Ethna, I have to say, I know you're doing a great job out there, and I've seen all the different bits of Bob. So, you know, the very best of luck with everything over the next couple of weeks. And hopefully we'll catch up with you again, you know, maybe when the
Absolutely.
Whole thing is over and you want to sit down and kind of go, well, yeah, this worked, or that was brilliant, you know.
I'd
so,
love to.
Yeah. Well, look, we'll talk
yeah,
to you again.
Absolutely.
Ethna, thanks very much. Thanks for taking
okay.
the call. Thank you very much indeed.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
And that was Ethna Mallon, who is the Fingal County Council Centenary Programme Coordinator. And it's all happening on the 24th of this month, which isn't that far away. That's why we did it this week, just to give you an idea of what's going on. And as I said, you know, she has a direct line to Commandant Mallon, who was in, the College of Surgeons and Stephen's Green and all. So she knows what you're talking about. So a lot of people can be sometimes anxious about getting involved in these things, but I'm telling you, Ethna is just a fabulous lady, and she knows exactly what she's talking about.